Well, greetings to you, my friends, in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, on behalf of the Board of Directors, including your own Polly Sanders, who is now a Board of Directors member of Living River, as well as the staff. What a delight to be here with you this morning. Thank you, Kathy, and your session for the invitation to come and worship with you. You have all welcomed me so warmly, and I have to say, I go to some churches and it's really lackluster. So thank you for having such wonderful hospitality. Thank you also for sending so many children and campers to Living River in 2017. As the executive director and the nurse, I was delighted to spend time with your children and learn from them. And from what I know of your history as Grace Presbyterian Church, I believe that our ministries have much in common. We are the new shoot of the old tree. We are both new ministries from something else that existed previously in a different way. We are miracles. Miracles happen at camp. Big, wonderful miracles. Small, miraculous happenings. They all happen at camp. It's like the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven becomes the kingdom here on earth, as Jesus foretold in Mark's lesson in the gospel this morning. Miracles happen at summer camp. I'm not saying miracles don't happen at Sunday school or during worship or Wednesday evening dinners or on the football field or in the hospital throughout all of everyday living. They certainly do, and hopefully each one of us can attest to those ordinary everyday miracles in our lives. But everyday miracles also happen at summer camp. I have seen them. I have been recipients of such miracles. Those miracles are happening at Living River for all of God's children. And this morning, I want to share with you some of those miracles that have occurred at camp, particularly at Living River. I also want to share with you miracles that need to yet occur for some of God's children as we move forward with hope for all of God's children. Psalm 78, a psalm of history and cries of remembrance, continues long after the 8 verses that we heard read this morning to us. In the remaining 64 verses, we hear the specific stories of God's children rebelling from God despite the salvation they received as they exited from Egypt's slavery until reaching the promised land. And even after that, when God continues to provide miracle after miracle, God's children listen for a while and then rebel again. I think that rebellion continues even today. When will we ever learn? What will it take for us to hear the Lord's instructions and not only see the miracles, but in response to God's love, work to be part of those miracles? Psalm 78 starts with telling us just that we must always be listening to the teaching and opening our ears, and I say, opening our hearts to learn how to care for God's children, and then actually to do that caring on a regular and daily basis. Care for all of God's children. Psalm 78 tells us we are instructed to teach children generation after generation so that each generation, each child can hear the wonderful stories of our faith. So we can remember how God has been faithful and provided miracles. We must teach so we and our children and our children's children can obey God's commands, and we can give our hearts to God to set our hearts on God, as we heard in verse 8. By remembering all of God's miracles and by obeying God's commands, we can put our hope in God. We heard that this morning in Psalm 8. Put our hope in God. Doesn't that sound reassuring and comforting in these times of turmoil? Put our hope in God. And that hope is certainly what we need to stay focused on today in all that is happening in the world, to us and to all of God's children. Hope. Hope is needed so that the kingdom of heaven truly happens on this kingdom known as earth, so that children, such as the 16 million children, which is one in five, who live in poverty, can have healthy and nutritious meals on a regular basis. Thank goodness you're participating in Super Bowl of Caring today. Hope so that children such as 60% of fourth and eighth graders who cannot read or compute at grade level will receive an education so that they can. Hope so that children can have regular health care with immunizations. Hope so that children such as these know that they are loved by us and by Jesus. And hope that Grace Presbyterian Church and Living River can continue the joy of being part of a ministry that shares hope, participates in miracles, teaches about Jesus, worships God, and provides sacred place and space for the Holy Spirit to transform the world one child at a time. I have recently been reviewing the timeline, the history of Living River. It's an exercise in remembering that Psalm 78 models as a teaching method. This exercise certainly is one in renewing hope. And what a miracle Living River is to all of God's children, young and young at heart, within this presbytery and beyond. Listen to this miracle. Hear with your ears and your heart how God took two separate camps, Gulf Treat and Covenant Mountain, and with the proceeds from selling them, was able to purchase 440 gorgeous acres in central Alabama that would conveniently serve all of the new Presbytery of Shepherds and Lapsley. Land that had previously been used for coal mining and logging and some unmentionable unsavory activities. And God recreated it to a place where environmental education is taught year-round through the Cahaba Environmental Center and during summer camp. And that is not all. The miracle continues under the direction of a visionary board of directors and presbytery and leadership staff. And $10.8 million was raised to bring the needed infrastructure to a portion of the site. Electricity, water from the city of Montevallo through 7 miles of pipeline was installed. Septic was installed that is monitored so that the river, Cahaba River, is not affected. And we even have some Wi-Fi out there. Some, not a lot, but some. But where are the buildings, you may ask? And that is yet another miracle to be remembered through an unexpected gift. Betty Wilson from Avondale bequeathed her car, her house, and her life savings to Living River. And with that $2.3 million, Living River was able to build three cabins, sleeping 18 each, a motel-like building, and then a multi-purpose building with a dining room and a meeting space. A miracle indeed. But the miracle of teaching God's children on the meaning of our faith and Christian community surpassed the miracle of building Living River's facilities. After years of being nomads and traveling from site to site before Living River was ready to use, for the past 3 years, children and youth have come to Living River for a week of residential summer camp. 4 weeks in June, and from 2015, 16, and 17, the enrollment has been increasing. And that, my friends, is a miracle, because in most PCUSA camps, there is dwindling attendance to the point that sites are closing. And Living River is just the beginning. Each of these children are being taught the essentials of Christian faith in partnership with you, in partnership with other churches. At camp, we learn to live in Christian community. What did we call to worship this morning? We are created for community. And that is how we live at camp. Each camp, we learn to have authentic community, where we worship, are you ready for this? 3 or 4 times a day. Can you imagine that? 3 or 4 times a day. In real Christian community at camp, we learn to love each other. Even when we may not like the person in our family group, we learn to love each other. Let me share this story with you. We had a middle school group, and we all know about middle schoolers, right? Yes. God has a special love for middle schoolers. And there was a middle school boy and a middle school girl, and they were in the same family group together. They spent lots of time together. And they were sitting one evening at the talent show. Their chairs were right next to each other. That was a miracle in itself, right? Yes. But one jumped and pushed his chair into the other one. And we would have none of that. Those kids started like getting on each other's nerves right then and there. So the counselors took the children, and they went outside and they spoke. And they realized that we live together. We have to get along together. We have to love each other. They prayed, they came back in. The next morning, the two of them sat together at the table and were playing cards together, laughing and talking. And for the rest of the week, they were like they were best friends. Wonderful things happen when we teach children what it is to get along together, to love each other like Jesus loved us. That was not pushing the children away like the disciples were doing, but our charge is to bring them together and to share blessings with them and to let them know that they are loved and Jesus loves them. Living River has the Cahaba Environmental Center. It also teaches about our triune God. Although they are the arm of our mission that does not teach about God with words, but exclusively with actions, students come for 1, 2, or 3 day adventures to Living River. And the CEC, the environmental staff, teach the children about caring for creation, which is a command that comes from Psalm 8. And here's some really good news. We have just received from a faith-based foundation a grant so that we can have 500 children come to the Environmental Center from urban areas, from areas where children don't get to be out in the trees and nature, the woods and the river. And hopefully we're going to have children come from Tuscaloosa that can experience this. For as John Calvin, influential Protestant reformer and theologian, says, we know God through God's revelation in nature. What a wonderful way to share God with children. The CEC also had a grant called Soul Sisters, and it's children in grades, young women, 8 to 12, that came to Living River. And they came to experience the outdoor while developing leadership skills. And most of these children, young women, were from marginalized communities. And to hear them talk about being out in God's creation and feeling safe of walking in the grass and hearing the bugs and the birds have their own conversation and looking up and seeing the stars and the sky, the ceiling of God's cathedral, it was just amazing. Another miracle for sure. Children need to know Jesus. Jesus says, let the children come. And when the children do come, we need to teach them in many different ways about how Jesus loves them. Growing in Grace, I saw your bulletin boards out there as I came in. That is wonderful. And Mardi Gras night, yes. What a wonderful way to share Jesus with the children in your community. We need to teach the children by talking with them, sharing our stories with them, having fun with them, eating with them, listening to Bible stories together. And we cannot become complacent. We have to keep doing these things, loving these children. Whether at church or a camp, we need to be intentional about sharing our faith with children through our words and, most importantly, through our actions. I have learned some interesting facts about how summer camp can affect faith formation. A study showed that kids feel safe at camp. Kids actually enjoy coming to camp, even if they're forced to go. And camp has long-lasting effects. It boosts children's confidence. It promotes church attendance. And isn't that what we all want? Like a partnership together? Children learn to talk about their faith at church and at camp. And at Living River this past year, we started having the counselors, teenagers, young adults, share their story. Every day, a counselor shared their faith story so that campers could hear that. And children that go to camp, 60% of those are worshiping as emerging adults later on. Wow! Isn't that wonderful? 60% of kids that go to camp are still worshiping as young adults when they, sometimes that's the group that goes away the most from church. We need to work together, my friends, and not push children away, but bring them back to Jesus. Miracles still need to happen. Children still yet need to hear the teaching of the church. Children that need to be fed nutritious meals, to receive regularly scheduled health care. Children need to feel the love of Jesus. Teresa of Avila recognizes that you and I are both the hands and feet of Jesus on earth. Because Jesus loves us so much, we need to actively be those hands and feet of Jesus and teach and care and pray and love all of God's children. Will you do that? Will you care for a child such as this? How can you care? You will need to decide what is best for you and the children of your congregation and communities. Suggestions from other congregations include reading at a local school, helping with homework, providing meals, participating in the Super Bowl of Caring. The list is endless, but this will continue the hope and the joy while teaching and sharing God's love. This morning's story of Jesus drawing the children close to him is not only found in the Gospel of Mark. Luke and Matthew also tell this same story in their own way. Friends, this presence in three of the four Gospels is a sign that these three or four small verses is largely important to us today. children such as these, no matter where they are from, no matter where they go to school, no matter who their parents are, children such as these are special to Jesus, and so they must be special to us. Two of the three Gospels conclude with Jesus giving such children a blessing. Beloved, as we conclude our time together, may you identify at least one way to be a blessing to such children this week and every week. For you truly are the hands and feet of Jesus that with the power of the Holy Spirit can bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. I pray and I hope it will be so. To God and God alone be the glory. Alleluia and amen. Amen.